Late summer tends to be a slow month for news, but here at All Things Considered, of course, we put on a two-hour program no matter what. So without a trace of irony, NPR science correspondent Joe Palca offered to help fill some holes in our show this summer with a series of stories about holes. Today, black holes.
Astronomers know a few things about black holes. On the other hand, Ensign Chekhov and Mr. Spock seem to know all about them.
They're creating a singularity that will consume the planet.
They're creating a black hole at the center of Vulcan?
Yes, sir.
Sure, why not? Let's make a black hole. Well, it's not that simple, actually. So, what do real scientists know about black holes?
A black hole is a region of space where the pull of gravity is so intense that nothing can escape it, not even light.
Andrea Ghez is an astronomer at UCLA. And yes, a black hole would suck in a planet if it got too close. Since light can't escape from a black hole, you can't actually see them. But you know they're there by observing the stars nearby.
So very much like the planets going around the sun, a black hole will force stars around it to orbit.
And by studying those orbits, you can figure out where the black hole is and how massive it is. That's how Ghez and others discovered a supermassive black hole at the center of our galaxy, the Milky Way. But black holes pose a paradox. Although they're massive, they take up no space. In other words, something with the mass of a star, but in a space infinitesimally smaller than a pinhead. The laws of quantum mechanics and general relativity break down when trying to explain how black holes work. So let's get real.
Nobody really understands what a black hole is.
It'll be a while before Ghez and her scientific colleagues catch up with the Star Trek crew. Joe Palca, NPR News.